November 5, beloved disciple, we love him because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. John is distinguished from the other apostles as the disciple whom Jesus loved, John 21:20. He received many tokens of the Savior's confidence and love. He was one of the three permitted to witness Christ's glory upon the Mount of Transfiguration and his agony in Gethsemane. And it was to his care that our Lord confided his mother in those last hours of anguish upon the cross. John's was a nature that longed for love, for sympathy and companionship. He pressed close to Jesus, sat by his side, leaned upon his breast. As the flower, the sun, and the dew, so did he drink in the divine life and light. The depth and fervor of John's affection for his master was not the cause of Christ's love for him, but the effect of that love. John desired to become like Jesus, and under the transforming influence of the love of Christ, he became meek and lowly. Self was hid in Jesus. Above all his companions, John yielded himself to the power of that wondrous life. John knew the Savior by an experimental knowledge. His master's lessons were graven on his soul. When he testified of the Savior's grace, his simple language was eloquent with the love that pervaded his whole being. It was John's deep love for Christ which led him always to desire to be close by his side. The Savior loved all the 12, but John's was the most receptive spirit. He was younger than the others, and with more of the child's confiding trust, he opened his heart to Jesus. Thus he came more into sympathy with Christ, and through him the Savior's deepest spiritual teaching was communicated to the people. John could talk of the Father's love as no other of the disciples could. He revealed to his fellow men that which he felt of his own, in his own soul, representing in his character the attributes of God. The beauty of holiness which had transformed him shone with a Christ-like radiance from his countenance. In admiration and love he beheld the Savior until likeness to Christ and fellowship with him became his one desire, and in his character was reflected the character of his Master.